KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile has reassured South Africans that contingency plans are being implemented after the US slashed foreign aid in January. South Africa is one of the countries affected by the decision. One of the hardest hit programs is PEPFAR, a US-funded HIV response initiative. It previously accounted for 17% of South Africa's HIV prevention, counseling and monitoring efforts. Washington says the funding cuts are part of a program review. Speaking at the World TB Day commemorative event in KZN yesterday, Mashatile said they are working on solutions.
With the threat of PEPFAR funding ending, this will disrupt some of our critical TB programs, especially our research efforts. This underscores the urgent need for contingency planning and building a resilient health system that can withstand these external shocks.
Meanwhile, UNAIDS Chief Winnie Binyama has called a sudden halt in US aid devastating.
If the US assistance for HIV is not restored after the pause, as you know, the pause ends in April, there will be an additional, in the next 4 years, 6.3 million AIDS-related deaths. You're talking of losing the gains that we have made over the last 25 years.
There's no need to worry about load shedding, at least for now. Eskom says it's managed to keep the rolling blackouts at bay after issuing an alert last night warning of a high risk of power cuts. The utility said that six generation units suffered breakdowns and were taken offline, which placed the grid under severe strain. Eskom says that while the power system has been stabilized, the grid remains under pressure and that load shedding may still be introduced at short notice if necessary. In international news, the White House has admitted that a journalist was accidentally included in a group chat in which top officials discussed upcoming strikes on Yemen in detail. It's reported that senior security officials for President Donald Trump texted plans for military strikes against the Houthi rebels via encrypted chat service Signal. They didn't know that a magazine editor was part of the group. In a shocking security breach, The Atlantic magazine's Jeffrey Goldberg wrote that he had hours of advance notice about the planned strikes before Trump's announcement over a week ago. There calls for a full investigation. And one of the directors of the Oscar-winning documentary No Other Land says fellow filmmaker Hamdan Balal has been arrested by the Israeli army. Yuval Abram says the director was allegedly assaulted by a group yesterday and then detained at the southern West Bank village of Susia. No Other Land, a collaboration between Israeli and Palestinian movie makers, won Best Documentary at this year's Academy Awards. The Israeli army says it's currently verifying the information. A yellow level 2 warning for southern KZN today. We've got the weather forecaster is saying that severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, excessive lightning, hail and heavy downpours leading to localized flooding can be expected. There's also an advisory for extremely uncomfortable conditions along the coast and adjacent interior today. Durban's warming up to a high of 30 degrees, Maritzburg 33, Richards Bay 34. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.